Player Profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The world I used to know sure looks different today.
Freshman year in college, he went to the Cotton Bowl. He won MVP junior year and senior year at Arkansas. That's them trophies up there. All of the Razorback stuff.
It's tremendous pride, you know. This is not a, you know, real big town for, you know, a lot of guys in the NFL. I mean, we got a few coming back to where it all started, coming in this room where you can see, you know, all the motivation, you know, from your brothers and sisters and things like that. And, you know, it's just one of the things that let your family to have something to be proud of.
We get together quite often, you know. I got 10 kids, so we have a lot of them at home, and then sometimes Trey is missing.
And everybody at this table can say, we all had our own teams, and nobody was a Patriot fan.
Yeah.
But ever since...
Yes, I was. Belichick, I was a Patriots fan all the way.
Well, I'm so proud of him. Like, I'm so proud of him. I post him every time he get a sack, it's on my Instagram page.
When he got that sack on Matt Ryan and kicked him out of field goal range, she was so excited. Like, I ain't never seen Hope be excited. She beat me up. And I'm the big brother. I felt like the little sister. I'm like...
I'll be so excited. I love it. Like, I really do. Like, that's my little brother.
When it was 28-3, I honestly said a prayer that God answered Trey's prayer. And when they came back and won, I felt like David almost. I could have danced naked. I'm telling you, you know, it was amazing.
In other words, we're proud of
Yeah, we're
life.
Proud of
I really am.
Yeah.
I really am. We're proud of them. And that's a blessing from God to say that your children is growing up and then they are, you know, taking care of themselves.
My dad, he made sure he pushed us, so... You know, I don't think I really had a choice but to, you know, work hard and keep working. You know, I just had that in my mind, and, you know, I just learned to love the grind, love the work.
Now, I'm different than most parents. To give you an idea, there was no video game in my house at all. None. Never.
You know, when kids had summer vacations, they was playing video games or going to pool parties or in the pool, and we was 6:30 wake up, you know, on a job site, 13 hours, come back home, you got enough time to eat and go to sleep because you got to wake up in the morning.
You know, when the oldest one, you know, they got 21, they buy a video game and they decide that they will bring one back and let their little brother play with it. And so when I see it, I tell them I'm gonna just take it and put it behind my truck tie and bag over it. You know, because I mean no video game. I mean, y'all got enough brothers and sisters to play with. That's pretty much the way I ran the house.
How long has this house been up?
This one been up since about 2000.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, it's been up about 2000.
Yeah, so I was like 7. That's around the time I was just getting the nails and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting the tools and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, as I got older, putting up shingles, I think I just liked that the most, just, you know, being on top of the roof. And, you know, I think it was just one of those things you had to be precise and detailed, so, you know, you just kind of couldn't have a lot of mistakes and stuff, so...
Did they know that one of the people who helped build the house had 2.5 sacks in the last Super Bowl?
I don't know about this house particularly, but, you know, it's a lot of houses around that, you know, my dad keep in contact with, you know, and, you know, my dad made sure he let them know.